Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Just look up Catholic Audio Media as one word, unless you're on Spotify, and then it's Catholic Audio Media as three words. Someone asked me the other day if we were on Apple, and I did try to get on Apple, and now we are on there. It took a while. But I've seen some of the statistics come up, so we are on Apple Podcasts. So just so you know, we're also on Spotify and iHeart and Amazon and you know, and others, your favorite podcast platform. I wanted to discuss with something that is important. This is what I'm going to focus on this week. We see that there are a lot of issues going on here in our country, here in the United States. I know I have also international listeners, but I broadcast from New England. I actually broadcast from Boston, Massachusetts, and I'm surrounded by our local universities, Harvard and Boston University specifically. So anyway, But I wanted to touch something that's going on in this country, and I listen to all kinds of radio programs. I've told you that before. I actually listen to, I don't get into any psychics or occult or anything, but I do like to listen to Coast to Coast AM is one program I listen to, and I'll listen to NPR, I'll listen to some of the other programs, including Dan Bongino. I listen to all kinds of things. When I want to look at all that, is I also listen to WABC out of New York. Well, one of the things that I wanted to touch on was this particular issue, and that is something that Dan Bongino said the other day. And what he said was that what we're dealing with is evil. Okay. Now, let's assume for a minute that that is true. The question I would give to you, because I know there are people who are listening to this who, if they happen to listen to Dan Bongino too, would say, yes, that's true. Well, okay, one thing he didn't say that I will say, well, how do you deal with that? And that's an important question for us to know. I tell you that 20 years ago, now it's, is it 20? Yeah, it's now 21. 20 years ago and more, I warned people that we were walking down this path in this country. And I knew all the signs were there, and all the signs that were there of where we were going 20 years ago are revealed exactly where we are going. Now, obviously, I didn't know about the trans stuff that was coming. I didn't know about some of the other stuff. But I'm fully aware of that the position we are in right now is exactly pretty much where I knew we would be in. And you can assume that everything isn't going to change for the better overnight. So now the question is, how do we deal with that? Because I can say to you, as Dan Bongino said to his audience, I can say to you, we are surrounded by evil, and you can believe that, but how you react to that makes a difference of whether evil increases or decreases. And that's important, and that's something he didn't do. Well, then what do we do? Well, one of the things, I actually told this to someone who gave me a hard time a long time ago, and I explained that it's something I learned from a friend of mine from Brazil, an expression, we are in the saving souls business. But I said to him, just because we don't work for the other guy doesn't mean we're not still in the saving souls business. Now, of course, the other guy would be the devil. And so, yes. And one of the things I learned a long time ago, that this is back during when I was realizing where everything was going, was that the devil, Jesus gave everything he could that you could be saved. The devil gives almost everything he can that you will be lost. One of the major differences is he can't give his life. But Jesus gave everything he had that you can be saved. And so keeping that in mind, the devil works very hard for every single soul. So how do we deal with the reality that people are saying that we are surrounded by evil? Well, we have to understand how to fight evil. And if you don't know how to fight evil and you try to fight it, either you will lose miserably or you will turn evil. So you have to understand that that is, if you're believing that is to be true, then you have to know how to respond. And that's what we're going to be focusing on this week. And we're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com and, of course, on your favorite podcast platform. Don't forget to tell others where they can find our program. You can hear us on WROL 950 AM and WROLradio.com at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. We then podcast the program on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear us at our parish website, Saint, that's S-T, AnthonyAlston.org. That is SaintAnthonyAlston.org. Let others know where you can find us and spread the word about the Catholic Audio Media podcast. And don't forget, you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass. So if you're listening, if you're in the sound of my voice, then please come and consider. If you're looking for a place to go to Mass, 10 o'clock a.m. at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, 43 Holton Street. So anyway, how is it that we fight evil? It's really simple. We fight evil by doing good.
Oh, yeah? Well, where'd you find that, Father? You find that in some of your Catholic documents that we don't know?
I've actually had people call and say things like that to me who aren't Catholic, and they go, I don't understand that other stuff. No, actually, that's from the Bible. That's Romans 12. And that's what St. Paul teaches us. Fight evil by doing good. I'm sure there are many people who know their Bible really well, many of whom might not be Catholic, who go, oh yeah, that's Romans 12. So anyway, fight evil by doing good. And one of the most powerful times that that passage was quoted was that was one of the things that Father Jerzy Popiełuszko taught. Father Jerzy Popiełuszko was a priest who was basically, I don't know if he was officially a chaplain too, but he basically ended up being, in a sense, to the Solidarity movement in Poland. And he used to have regular masses where he would, where many people would come from all over, and they would learn a lot of the teaching he would give. And that was one of the things he was taught, or rather, he taught Romans 12. We fight evil by doing good. Interesting story about Father Jerzy Popiełuszko. I remember explaining this to someone when I was going over to the BU Catholic Center in over at, obviously, Boston University, and they showed me this picture, and he says, I'm not sure who this is. I said, that's Father Jerzy Popiełuszko. He spoke out against the attack of the communists and what the communists trying to do to undermine the Solidarity movement. Fascinating reality. They were trying to undermine the labor union, the communists. Okay, explain that one, buddy boy. So anyway, right? I mean, aren't you guys all about the proletariat and stuff? But in any way, they were undermining the labor union, and they really hated him because he was encouraging people to continue the work of the Solidarity movement, as was Pope John Paul II at the time. And this was a powerful reality that the communists didn't like. And eventually, they tortured him to death. Now, interesting story. If your hero was tortured to death, what would you do? And for the communists, they probably were you know, after they discovered that the people they sent tortured them to death, they were probably concerned of what would happen next. And what happened next is they came together in a, the people, his followers came together in a prayer vigil, and they prayed in response. They did not riot or anything else. They came together in a prayer vigil in response, because then they had recognized that they were in the presence of a saint. And when this kind of thing happens, it completely throws off the people who try to silence people like him. And that's exactly what happened. And of course, it became worldwide news, by the way, if you know that story, remember that story a long time ago, it became worldwide news, which of course the communists also did not want. So it's a good example for starters right there. How do we respond to evil? We fight evil by doing good. That's key. If you don't understand that principle and you fight evil in another way, you're going to lose. So keep that in mind. We're going to talk more on the other. Oh, no, we're going to talk more tomorrow, in fact, on the other side of today. We'll see you then. Have a blessed day, and we'll talk to you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.